From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A very warm afternoon is underway. It will be slightly less warm tomorrow, noticeably so over northern areas by Friday afternoon, and then in the south by Saturday. Highs this afternoon will range from the mid-80s to around 90 south and in the Champlain and Upper Connecticut valleys, and low to mid-80s elsewhere. This will be several degrees above average even by mid-July standards, but not too near to record territory. In St. Johnsbury, our record high for this July 19th is 95 degrees, set in 1991. At Glens Falls, it's also 95 from the year 1977. And Burlington's record high is more recent, 98 degrees from 2013. Today's warm and humid conditions could be capped off by a shower or a thunderstorm north of Route 2, but dry conditions will be the general rule across the region through tomorrow. An isolated shower or storm should be restricted to the northern mountains tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, there will be a chance of showers and storms, mainly from Lake George southward and then eastward into southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires. Friday and Saturday look largely dry, with just the slight chance of a shower in the northern mountains and over far southern areas. The first of a pair of cold fronts will be nearing the international border late today and this evening. This is what will bring the slight chance of a thunderstorm to the St. Lawrence Valley late today and then generally north of Route 2 in the evening. As the front sags farther southward overnight, any storms that initially form along the front aren't expected to hold together due to the weak nature of the front combined with the loss of daytime heating. By tonight, a complex of showers and thunderstorms will be moving from Minnesota into the Great Lakes. Its exact trajectory is hard to pinpoint, but most computer models have it diving southeastward and moving to around New York City by tomorrow night, in which case it would miss our listening area altogether. But there's a chance that this activity could at least strike a glancing blow to the upper Hudson Valley tomorrow evening, as well as to areas to its immediate north and east. On Friday, the initial front will be stalled just to our south and could be close enough for an isolated shower or storm near the Massachusetts border. The second front will be dropping into northern areas on Friday afternoon, bringing with it the slight chance of a shower or storm, mainly over high terrain in northern sections. High pressure from Canada will briefly try to work in on Saturday, while high clouds start to build in the afternoon in relation to a warm front over the lower Great Lakes. That front will remain mostly to our south, but low pressure moving along the front late Sunday and a trailing upper-level disturbance will combine to bring the next chance of widespread rainfall from late Sunday into Tuesday. In the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly sunny and warm, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible in the St. Lawrence Valley, highs in the mid-80s to around 90 south and in the Champlain Valley and Upper Connecticut Valley, low to mid-80s elsewhere, west to southwest winds around 10 miles an hour. For tonight, slight chance of showers near and north of Route 2, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and humid, lows in the low to mid-60s, except mid-60s to around 70 in the Champlain, St. Lawrence, and Hudson Valleys. West winds tonight 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming light and variable. On Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mainly in the northern mountains, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s north, mid to upper 80s south, west to northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of evening showers and thunderstorms southwest, slight chance elsewhere with some patchy valley fog late, lows in the low to mid-60s, with mid-50s to lower 60s northeast and in the Adirondacks, and mid to upper 60s in the Broad Valleys west. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds and isolated shower or storm possible, mainly over high terrain north and near the Massachusetts border, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s north, mid to upper 80s across the south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.